It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? This is the Only The Challenge podcast. My name is Jake Shidell. Each week I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how you doing?
Jake, I'm all right, man. You know, we got one more week of February, then we're done.
Mm-hmm. Then we're done.
Weather seems like it's changing a little bit up here. I don't know how it is down there.
Oh, no, it was almost 40 whole degrees here today.
I know, yeah, we're finally starting to, you know, get a little thaw going, which is, you know.
You do love to see it.
You truly love to see.
You love to Amber see it.
You know, maybe one too many times, the well there?
I don't know. I mean, like, even the first time it was a bit of a stretch, but it worked, so I thought maybe a second time might. It's called a callback. Amber C stands for Amber Callback, obviously. It's like you're... Anyway, Amber C is a reference to an earlier episode where we referenced Amber B, a person from the show The Challenge. Thomas, did you watch The Challenge Double Agents last night?
Jake, I did.
See, I'm trying to be more... slower about my speaking. I feel like we're always rushing through everything, but you know, we're recording later in the day. It's a little more chill vibes. We didn't just wake up and eat a bunch of eggs and pancakes.
Yeah, I'm not immediately off that fucking gas, and by that I mean some espresso.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Amber C's, this week's episode was called A Clockwork Amber. What did you think of that episode title?
I thought it was lazy, like it's not even the same number of syllables.
It's like Amber is kind of similar to Orange, I guess, but yeah, like I think initially this episode was going to be called Amber Alert, which makes a lot of sense. That's already a phrase, and since this was Amber v Amber, makes a lot of sense. A Clockwork Amber, that's not a spy movie.
No, it's not. Like, it really, it doesn't make any sense at all.
It does not make any sense at all. I don't get it. But I think worst episode title of the season so far.
Yeah, I agree. They could have just called it Amber Beast.
Yeah, they could have. They could have done a lot of things, but they went with a Clockwork Amber. Fine, whatever. At the house, CT and Amber are talking. Nope, CT and Devin are talking. CT says that Cam and Kyle or Leroy and Casey have the best shot to win. Do you agree with CT there?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with him. Also, we didn't talk about it, but did you like the little cold open thing? I don't know if you see these or not, but before the previously on the challenge where Devin was like, when I shoot my shot, I don't miss. And then he like threw a ball at the thing and missed.
Yeah, that was really great. Yeah. It was very funny. Yes, I loved that. Devin, this is a really
MVP,
good season
MVP
for
this
Devin.
Season.
Yeah, absolutely. Gabby and Fessy have a chat in which Fessy calls himself an introvert.
I hate so much the fucking Fessy, like, I'm shy, haha, like,
I'm so shy.
Just
don't like to talk to people. What?
Gabby, what would you be doing if I was there with you right now, haha?
They kissed. Were you jealous that Fessy kissed the woman you love so much, Thomas?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, look, I would prefer that she didn't kiss Fessy, I think, for her own good, but would I rather be me than him? Yes.
There's only one introvert that Thomas wants Gabby kissing, and that's himself.
That's me. I'm an NJ. I'm always doing, I don't know what that means, but they're always doing stares, I think.
Yeah. Nam and Lolo continue to have communication issues.
Just
who
break
knew
up.
This would be a whole thing, honestly. Lolo thinks that this relationship is over, but Nam still has faith in them and says, teamwork makes the dream work. Man. You know, when I worked in restaurants and like on teams like that, and the managers would say teamwork makes the dream work, I hated it. But now that I don't work in food service like that.
Great, right?
I love it.
It's
love
great
it.
To say when it's not right. Being said to you by your boss.
Yeah, it's like, no, we're just overwhelmed right now. It would be nice if you helped, but no, teamwork makes the dream work. Nam is absolutely right. I don't understand why Lolo is so upset, to be honest.
I mean, it's just clearly not, like, they're not compatible people. Like, it's just not a good fit.
I mean, who would be compatible with Lolo, though? I feel like Mom is compatible.
Well, you know, I mean...
Her bobsled partners.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, she's had trouble in that area, but yeah, I don't know. Somebody, she's going to find the right person for her someday.
Yeah, hopefully.
But it's not Nom.
Maybe it'll be Fessy.
We can all agree that it's not Nom.
Yeah, that's very clear.
Through no fault of his own, I would say. I don't really think... They just...
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're just not a good fit.
Yeah, which is so weird, because it seems like it seemed at the beginning they would be perfect for each other.
It's weird how two hot people don't always necessarily have compatible personalities.
It's weird. It should be the case. All hot people should be in love with all hot people. It's just the way of the world. That's how you make more hot people. This is science class now. So we get into the mission. Each team has to uncover 10 puzzle pieces underneath some torches and then complete a puzzle. I thought this was a really fun challenge.
Yes, this is a good one.
Yeah.
The memorization aspect of it was fun.
And the strategic element and Devin's figuring out other people's strategy and just like what's the opposite of burying? Reburying is not...
Yeah, I know what you mean, though.
Yeah. That was smart of Devin. Devin, smart guy. He's clearly not as a smart guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amber M says that she's motivated with Corey as a partner because Corey has two daughters. Did you know that Corey had kids? They, like, never mentioned it.
This is the first time hearing of it.
Yeah. Somebody reburies Devin and Gabby's, but he picks up on that, and they end up winning the challenge. So that's good news. Happy for your old Gabby, I'm sure, Thomas.
Yeah. They're Devin, too. They're a nice... it seems like they do pretty well together in the challenges.
Yeah. I don't like that everybody is against Devin for some reason. Like, what is he... Just because he's annoying, I guess. Whatever, that's fine. Nom Heard is back during this challenge. I hope that was something that happened in passing and won't
be... I don't know, man. Back stuff, you can't screw around with that, because it tends to linger.
Yeah, probably because he's carrying this whole team.
Oh!
Shots fired at Lolo Jones, professional Olympian athlete, by me, a podcaster who's in his closet right now. Nani mentions that she has been doing the challenge for 10 years. Thomas, that's a very long time. Nani, though, mentioned it's her 10-year anniversary this year. So that means she is this week's focus of Tom's Trivia, everybody's favorite new segment. One of the tools is to answer your question
is what? Hit me with it.
Including Double Agents, how many seasons has Nani been on?
I'm going to say 12.
She has been on 10 seasons.
Okay.
In those 10 seasons, how many finals has she been to?
Zero.
Well, actually, it was one, so she took second place, so don't sleep on Nani.
All right, then. I won't.
I don't... I want her to be good, you know?
She's gotta get a new partner. That's, it's not gonna work with this one.
Yeah. What was her original show and season?
She's on Real World, right?
She was on Real World. What was her season?
Like New Orleans? I don't know.
It was actually the season right after New Orleans. Obviously.
I don't know what that would... I don't know anything about the Real World.
It was Real World Las Vegas.
Okay.
One of the best seasons.
Oh, why didn't I... Of course. Why didn't I think of that?
That was on when we were in college. You probably watched it with us.
No, I didn't.
Well, you know. Our friends did. What is Nani's elimination record over 10 seasons? I guess 9 seasons, because she hasn't been in elimination yet this season.
I'm going to say she is 4-7.
You're not far off. She is 3-9.
Oh, wow. All right.
Okay. And this is going to be the hardest question, I think. But What is the name of Nani's main alliance across all seasons of The Challenge, and who are the other two people in it?
I don't fucking know.
It's a hint. It's three people.
The big three.
Yeah, they're the LeBron, Chris Bosh, and Dwayne Wade of The Challenge. It's actually the Holy Trinity with Jenna and Kayla. Okay. I can't believe you didn't know that. It's like you don't watch this season and every season, this show every season. There we go. You really nannied it on Tom's Trivia this week, Thomas.
I did, yeah. I think it was very much in the spirit of this week's Tom's Trivia, so.
Yeah.
Back you always hope house, I do Devin, better, but somehow I always come up short.
Yeah, exactly. Devin creates the Big Brother Sucks VIP lounge, and then when Josh tries to
instigate him. I love his
commitment
to this bit.
It's so good. Well, he was on, I know we're the only Challenge podcast, but MTV has a show, a podcast, where people from the Challenge go on. It's not a Challenge podcast because it's the only one. But
it's a podcast with people from the Challenge on it. That doesn't make it a Challenge podcast.
It's an important distinction. He was saying when he started coming on the show like 5 years ago, everybody targeted Are You the One people because they were new. And he was like, well, Big Brother's only been on a couple seasons, so I'm going to target them now. It's only fair. And I was like, that does make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And apparently he's been trying to do the same thing with Are You the One people for 5 years.
And they just
and
won't.
Nobody's
done
it.
No one will do it. Yeah, I can see why that would be annoying.
Probably because that is not a strategy-based show and Big Brother is, so
that's
of course
true.
They got
to
handle
it. Yeah, the Big Brother
it.
People are more likely to come in thinking that way.
Yeah, I don't think Are You the One intelligence is the first thing they go for in casting.
No, you can't have them be too smart, otherwise they'll figure it out.
We need one Devin or Cam per season, and that's it.
Yep.
Any more than that? No, thank you. When Josh tries to instigate Devin and his Big Brother Sucks VIP lounge, Big T just immediately shuts the whole thing down. Big T, the best thing to ever happen to the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure. What's not to like, you know?
Yeah. Gabby tells Devin that she wants to go in and get her gold skull. Nani also wants to go in. And then Nam and Lolo have a big fight and basically break up. It's been a long time coming. Happy to see it.
R.I.P. Leave the memories alone.
I liked when Nam was like, I just need space or whatever. And she was like, how about you get space forever? Like, that was going to mean anything to him? He's like, yeah, that's what I'm asking for. It's great. But Nam is the issue. Nam is the issue in this partnership. Mm-hmm. Everybody is saying it. At the deliberations, Corey and Amber volunteer. Lolo wants to volunteer also because she wants to get her gold skull and also she wants to separate from Nam. I loved how she like tried to have this heart-to-heart with the people and be like, my team isn't working well. It's like, as if anybody is gonna, like,
yeah, like,
try
oh,
to
we're just gonna
her.
Do you a favor for no reason.
Yeah, this late in the game, an Olympian, you already have that advantage. If we can disadvantage you in any way possible, we're going to. But to be honest, I feel like if Lola was on any team, she would still be having the same issues.
Yeah, probably.
Man, what if next week it's Lolo and Nam who go into elimination, and Lolo wins and gets stuck with Corey? I really want to see
that
happen. That
would be really funny. I don't know. So, I mean, Corey, that would be a good team, though. Like,
yeah. Well, maybe. I mean, Corey is cursed now, so.
That's true, yeah. That would really be putting it to the Corey curse to the test.
Yeah, right. Maybe it would really work out. Who knows? There's only one way to find out. Do you think Lolo is going to come back, honestly?
Yes.
It seems like she's having a miserable time.
I think that it's something for her to compete in, and I think she is going to do that. I think if she doesn't make it to the final, she's going to want to come back to try and make it to the final.
Yeah. I would not be upset to see her come back. As annoying as she has been, she has made it really good
TV. I don't
think,
aside from the relationship stuff, I don't think she's been terribly annoying.
Yeah. Corey and Amber get voted in. That's fine. We expected that. Let's talk about the music minute now. Music make you lose control. Music make you lose control. Let's go. We had Huey Lewis in the news for the second time. Maybe too much Huey Lewis in the news?
I don't know if that's possible, but, you know, give some other bands a shot.
Yeah, there's a lot of bands from the 80s. The song was Give Me the Keys and I'll Drive You Crazy, parenthetically. This was the first single from Huey Lewis and the News in 7 years to not be a top 40 hit for them.
Crazy. They were probably just petering out then.
Mm-hmm. They had 13 top 40 hits in a row.
Crazy.
Yes. The other song featured this week was Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division. You may recall...
Was not expecting Joy Division.
What?
I said I was not expecting Joy Division on this show.
Oh, you might recall a few weeks ago, one of us, I'm pretty sure it was me, predicted that they would play this song. Unfortunately, it was weeks ago, so I didn't get any points for it. Anyway, this song was released as a non-album single in 1980. Unlike Huey Lewis in the News, it did reach the top 40. It was their first top 40 hit. Do you know what this song is about?
Was it also their last top 40 hit?
I believe so. As the song was released only 1 month after Ian Curtis's death.
Yeah, that's kind of hard to have any more after that.
Yeah. But then we got New Order, which is also a good band.
Yes, we did get New Order.
This song is about Ian Curtis's relationship with his wife and also his epilepsy. That's a lot to put in a song. How would you rank this song of all time?
It's compared to...
I'll have you know.
Compared to what?
NME said it was the best song of the year in 1980.
Sure.
Rolling Stone put it on their best 500 songs of all time when they did that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, compared to all other songs, where would you rank it?
501. I don't think it quite makes top 500. Just on the outside.
According to Mick Jagger and all of his friends, it's actually the 179th best song of all time. Honestly, that's fair. It's a really good song.
It's a good song. I mean, look, Love Will Tear Us Apart, good song, but I don't know. Have you ever heard Age of Consent by New Order?
Yeah, also, really good song. At the crater, they see it's Hall Brawl, and Nani claims that she's always wanted to do Hall Brawl, which is really surprising, because... Nani doesn't seem like she ever wants to do any elimination. But, sure, Nani. Gabby tells TJ that she doesn't want to go down. Thomas, defend your wife.
I can't.
Like, what was this? She saw Amber M was going down.
Defending Your Wife is my favorite Albert Brooks movie. anyway. Yeah, no, it was stupid. I get that, like, Devin didn't want to risk being put into elimination, but, like... Yeah, I don't know. I mean, at this point, if Devin's that insistent on it, then it's like, go into business for yourself, like, because if Devin's not willing to give you a chance to get a skull, then he probably doesn't want to take you to the end, so.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta do what's best for you, and especially if you're going up against Amber M, who is a very easy win.
I was wondering, they talk about how small Amber M is. Is she smaller than Big T?
She might be. At the very least, she's right around that size.
Yeah. We need to see him in the same room at the same time, wearing the same kind of shoes. That's important. TJ is very disappointed in Gabby. And
yeah, he really gave her a chance to change her mind.
Yeah. At that point, it's like, you might as well.
Yeah.
Come on. He tells her that she and Amber M are, quote, the same level of gnarly. That was such a great way of putting it.
Yep.
It was like, you're both beginners, which means you're both the same level of gnarly. It's like, I know exactly what you mean when you say that, TJ. Darrell and Amber B are sent in instead.
Which I think is also stupid because, like, you're giving Amber B an easy win and she's ostensibly somebody that you're playing against. Wouldn't you want to give this to somebody that you would like prefer to get one?
Right. Cause she didn't want to go up against Amber because they're friends, Amber M because they're friends, but then sent down Amber B who is on
tough
the
shit.
Opposing
yeah,
alliance.
Like they're going to lose either way. So like,
yeah, get your gold skull and come back, and now you're in the final. I don't get it. Thomas, you got to get a divorce, man. You got to marry somebody else from this show. So it's Hall Brawl. They have to transfer three balls while doing Hall Brawl. Should have called it Ball Hall Brawl.
Yeah, they should have. That's a good point.
Amber M is quite bad at it. So Amber B wins, and she stays with Darrell, meaning Corey is once again the rogue agent.
I love it. The subplot of Corey, just every time. Corey never getting sent into elimination, and all of his partners getting sent in.
Yeah, it's really good. I hope it just means that Corey wins in the end.
It would be really funny for him to win that way.
Okay, let's get into these points. Thomas, you got two more points this week because Cam and Leroy successfully made it through the episode. And that's all the points. You actually said that Corey and Amber M would win the mission.
Yeah, I did say that, didn't I?
It's quite the opposite. I said Lolo and Nam would win. Didn't happen. You said Josh would get voted in. I said Darrell and Amber B would get voted in. Neither of those happened. I said Josh, or you said Josh was going home. I said Darrell. You said Cam would be the agent chosen. I said they would not trade, so I got a point for that. You picked Bang Your Head, Quiet Riot. I said Man Who Sold the World by Nirvana. Neither of us got points for that. You are now at 26 points, up from 24. I am at a pretty 17, up from 16 last week. So, pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, doing killing
pretty
it.
Pretty good over here.
Yeah, really made up some ground there.
Who's winning the next mission?
I'm going to say Big CT.
I was going to say Big CT also, based on the previews for next week. But I did take a peek at the episode titles for the next couple weeks, and CT is mentioned in next week's episode. So I'm going to hold off on Big CT this week. I'm going to say... Oh, Corey doesn't have a partner right now. Okay. I don't even know who's even left. I'm going to say Kyle and Cam. Why not?
Okay.
That was a good choice. Who's getting voted in?
I think that Josh is getting voted in. I think it's probably a male elimination this week, and I think that somebody's going to target him.
Yeah, I'm also going to say Josh and Nani, which means future team could be Nani and Corey, two of my favorite people to ever come from
the
real
world.
Does
CT have a skull right now?
CT does not have a skull
yet.
Okay,
yeah.
Because everyone is afraid of him.
Yep.
Who's going home?
Josh is going home. CT is going to send himself in.
I like that. I'm also going to say Josh goes home. Who's going to become the new agent chosen by the winner of the next elimination?
This is tough. Because
there's only so many people
CT
left.
Would be tempted, I think, to switch to Nani.
Would he?
Maybe not. I think also partially he's like just rolling with the team right now. So yeah, I'll say he stays with Big T.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to say they take Cam. If CT... Here's what I really want to see. I want to see CT win his elimination, whenever that may happen, and pick Cam. Because he whiffed it on the first episode.
It's true. He would get a second chance.
And you know that... Was she on Second Chances? Are You the One Second Chances? I don't remember. But she's from Are You the One, and there was an Are You the One Second Chances, so it all comes full circle. That's what I'm trying to say. What is the song you expect to be played? Last week you said From the Whom the Bell Tolls by Metallica, and then changed your mind to Quiet Riot.
I am going to say, sticking with the theme of bands being played twice.
Yes.
I will say In Between Days by The Cure.
Love it. I'm going the same strategy. I'm picking another Whitney Houston song called I Want to Dance with Somebody.
All right.
That's not the one they played already, is it?
No.
Okay, good. I just want to see, like, now that couples have been established on this season in some way, I want to see two people dancing to the Whitney Houston song. I love that song. That's one of my favorite songs of all time.
It's a great song. I think we can all agree. Very good song.
If I were to rank it, I'd probably put it like 499.
Yeah, little bit higher. Just barely edges out Level Tears Apart. What's song number 500? What's the song between them?
Oh, that's a really good question.
I would probably say Ghostbusters by Ray Parker Jr.
I was going to say the song from Back to the Future, honestly.
Oh, Power of Love or Back in Time?
Yeah, Power of Love. Yeah.
Well, the one Jake, that's just I disagree. I think it's Back in Time.
Oh, whatever. Actually, I think the 500th best song of all time is the Lost theme song.
Just the musical sting for when you get to the commercial.
It's the 500th best song is the intense beat at the end of every episode of Lost when it says Lost. Okay. Well, that's the end of predictions. Thomas, what's your Twitter?
You can follow me at Tom.Tom. I'm posting on the reg, getting those tweets
love
out.
Love posts. Love posting. You can follow us on Instagram at The Only Survivor Podcast. And you can, if you are a nice person, you can review us on Apple Podcasts. Thomas, what's that 5-star review for people?
This is my favorite podcast. I like it better than all the other podcasts. I give it a big thumbs up.
And that's going to do it this week on DD Watch Survivor Last Night. Have great quarantine.
Deuces.
I lay awake at night, false lover, just so troubled. It's hard to keep a job, laid off, I'm having double trouble. But hey, hey, yeah. They say you can make it if you try. Generation is millionaire.
Just want a freaking $1 million, y'all.
It's hard for me to keep these clothes to wear. Your love got me walking, baby, when I have no place to go. My bad luck and trouble's taking me. I have no money to show.
I'm gonna go ahead and take the money and run.
Let's get this over with.
Yeah. We can get back to our lives.
I realized after we agreed on this time, I was like, oh, I think Elimination Chamber is tonight, and I kind of wanted to watch that, but not enough to reschedule again.
Do you know what Elimination Chamber is called in Germany?
No Way
Out. It is called, they call like that No Way Out, because you absolutely cannot call it Elimination Chamber there. Very poor taste.
And it's the only country where the Holocaust happened.
I can't remember what they call No Way Out, because they obviously can't call, you know, No Way Out sometimes is the name of the American pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah. Oh, in Germany, you're saying?
What they, yeah, what they would call no when out? No Way Out happens. They obviously can't call it that, so.
Well, they just call it Elimination Chamber, obviously.
No, of course, yeah.
And then in parentheses, but not that
way. Not that way. Not like you're thinking.
It's different, this one.
Yeah.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
I ain't even got these clothes to wear.
Oh, and next week's episode, 275, you know what that means.
Talking about titles.
Talking about titles, my favorite segment.
Hooray, we did it.